consent agenda. There's one item on the consent agenda, and it's the renewal of our professional services contract with state lobbyist Ray Matyashowski and Associates. And that, for the people listening in the audience, that is a monthly service which costs us $3,500 a month. I'd entertain a motion to approve this item on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Mucci, I believe, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor to approve this services contract renewal. Any discussion? Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess a question for the city manager. How often do we get a report from Ray? Is it a quarterly thing, a monthly?
You know, pardon me. Actually, I don't generally get a report from Ray. I don't ask for a written report. We talk several times a week, especially when the legislature is in session. We've never asked for one, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So he has often expressed if the assembly wants him to come and give a face-to-face report, he's willing to do that. He's not been asked to do that. And up to this point, he just generally works through me and those various assembly members that actually go to Juneau, and he stops in or has them stop in. So,
any other discussion on this? Member Mucci and then Member Wallander.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So it's $3,500 a month. How many months a year do we employ him? Do we do them all 12 months, or we just do it?
It's an annual contract. Okay. That's the fee.
Okay. I thought it was just maybe going to be during the legislative session, but okay.
Now, if I may, through the mayor. Often a lot of the work that's done for the borough happens. I mean, the legislative session is kind of wild and crazy, and clearly he's working on things. In the off time, it's usually a lot of follow-up with, particularly at the department. In other words, working with people like DNR and DEC, the state's, you know, department heads in a sense. And that happens year-round. That's not just during the legislative session. During the legislative session, he's working with actually our delegation, or as well as anybody and everybody he can get in front of, governor's office, finance committees, things like that. So it is definitely something that he's working year-round on Petersburg's behalf.
Thank you.
Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It'd be nice just to have maybe a quarterly report from him, just about what he's working on. If he's not working on anything, that'd be great to know.
Sure.
But if there's something in the pipeline that we may be paying attention to kind of on a regular basis, that would be helpful to know.
Definitely ask him to do that, as long as the rest of the assembly.
I personally don't see anything wrong with that. I talk to Ray on a, I wouldn't say a regular basis, but I bet it's probably at least once a month, and he's busy year-round. So it's, you know, and I don't know that you could pay him for 3 months during the legislative session and have the coverage that we need for annual discussion topics. But anyway, any other discussion on this renewal of Mr. Matyashowski's contract? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to report of other officers, and we have a report from Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter, I believe.
All right, good afternoon. Phil Hofstetter, CEO of PMC. Just a couple of updates, two high-level updates from the legislative office. The governor has selected a health care commissioner. His name is Adam Crum. The Alaska State Hospital Association has met with him. Relatively unknown in the healthcare field. I don't have much to report on that, but ASHNA, the Alaska State Hospital Association, represents rural health healthcare interests, so they'll keep us updated on that. The other aspect to the legislative office with healthcare is a waiver 1115, which is a demonstration waiver that helps support some of the opioid crisis and behavioral health needs in the state, and that was passed last week. That's good news for PMC and for the community, as it helps support some of the healthcare costs incurred by substance abuse disorder. So that is a positive thing. I do want to thank the Assembly for their letter to support healthcare professional shortage and medically underserved designations with the state. Since that letter has been submitted, there has been a lot of conversation. Although I didn't get the designation yet, I am working heavily with the state. We've got their attention, which is really nice. So I appreciate that. A couple of things. We had a community cafe a couple of weeks ago. It's our first in a series. A few Assembly members were there. Thank you for your support in that. It's basically an opportunity to meet with the community, provide some information, and obtain feedback on specific topics in healthcare. So we are anticipating cafe next month, and I'm going to provide a summary of that on KFSK this Thursday on those conversations. So just to provide some information. The hospital board approved some funding to engage Dowell, which is a project management firm, to help the discussions with the new facility and starting with the, you know, step one, which is space allocation. You know, what are our space needs? And so we're starting a slow process there. We're also looking for additional funding. I submitted a proposal for grant funding to help with some of the master planning on that as well. And that's just going to be an ongoing conversation. I'll keep you informed on that. And that's about it. We have telepsychiatry that's going to be available at PMC, and I'll keep the community informed on that. As we add some of these telespecialty services, we will want some information and feedback from the community so that we know we're meeting their needs. Telepsychiatry is a great opportunity to provide some services here in town that we couldn't possibly either afford or have with psychiatrists, and it's to help the mental health professionals in town, and we'll provide more information as those roll out. Okay,
thank you. Any questions of the bill? All right, thank you, Phil, for giving us your report. Next item on the agenda is the mayor's report. It's not a real long report. I have a small report on Alaska Municipal League and the Conference of Mayors. I'll do that at the end. Petersburg Economic Development Council board seat. The PEDC's bylaws state the mayor or mayor's designee from the Assembly will be a PEDC board member. I want to fill that seat this year. And also mayor's proclamation of Christmas Eve half-day holiday. It's been a tradition to give the employees a half a day off on Christmas Eve. So December 24th, as usual, they'll get a half a day off. Proposed development code. There is one more opportunity for public comment on the proposed development code, the rezoning, etc. December 17th, consideration of amendments and the third and final reading of the ordinance will be on the agenda, and that is a 6 p.m. meeting. That's on the 17th. Back to the Conference of Mayors. There was two conferences I attended. The Conference of Mayors was the first one, and then Alaska Municipal League. It's been the first time in many years that the Conference of Mayors has a full board of directors. Jan Hill is the president this year from Haines. First vice president is Richard Beneville from Nome. Second vice president is Bryce Ward from the Fairbanks Borough. From municipalities of over 2,500, Joshua Verhagen from Nenana is new to that seat. And I was elected to the seat for a municipality between 2,500 and 10,000 people. And since Ethan Berkowitz wasn't in the audience, he got nominated and elected to the position for over 10,000 people. He's the mayor of Anchorage. Positions that the Conference of Mayors have been taking is Senate Bill 1 needs to be replaced. And according to conversations that are going along around the state, and Senator Stedman has stated that that will be changed this year. And he wants to... the legislature wants to crack down on opioids, so hopefully that will be that'll have to come to fruition. He wants to come to town for a visit, and when he does, he will he would like to visit with Chief Kerr. The Conference of Mayors has also supported earmarks from the federal government, We talked about the online sales tax. They figure there's $1 billion worth of statewide online sales, and if they could tax it, that could be $40 million in taxes to the state. There was an interesting issue or interesting topic that was presented to us, and it's IRT, Innovative Readiness Training, and I'd never heard anything about it, and other people in the room hadn't either. It's a federal program. It's a military-type program, but it will help build programs, infrastructure, and it supplies funds for those projects and on-hands work from the military. Ketchikan, Kodiak, and Kotzebue have already benefited from this program, and I gave Steve the contact information for that so he could keep abreast of it. Another topic that we're all interested in is to keep PERS and TERS, municipalities' liability at 22%, and keep an eye on what's going to happen with the broad-based tax, either sales tax or income tax. Then in the Conference of Mayors, I know Mr. Norheim and Mr. Lynn were there as well. We all tried to spread out and go to different functions. The ones I went to that were interesting, and I've talked about this before, I believe, was the cybersecurity. And I don't know if we've looked into that cybersecurity, but it cost millions of dollars for Matt Sue to get out of theirs, but they had the insurance, so that helped. Crime trends are up in the state, down around the nation, but up in the state. And there's no explanation why, but it might have something to do with opioids. They're trying to fill the troopers' positions. Currently, there's 254 hired, 16 more in training, but it's budgeted for 301. So newly elected Governor Dunleavy is going to try to get that fully staffed. Like I said, Stedman said Senate Bill 91 will be a big topic in the legislature this year, and they hope they could make some headway on the opioid crisis. Another issue I brought back, or I talked about, I went to a presentation, was on payment in lieu of taxes. There was a lawsuit for underfunding, and that actually passed, and I'm trying to, there was one company, one municipality in Montana that won, and they got their money back. They got paid their money already, and now they're trying to do legislation, and if it goes through with the proposed legislation, Petersburg could potentially get another $96,000 a year. And I know Steve's keeping track of that, but that's a long road to hoe before that happens. The website to look at that, if you're interested in looking for that, is www.headquartereconomics.org. And that's all I have for the mayor's report, unless there's any questions. Member Mucci.
Thank you. I have a few. You know, is it possible to get a written report on your travels? I mean, when you ad lib from some of the notes that you've kept, it's really hard for me to formulate some questions to ask about what was discussed up there. I mean, it's just hard to kind of follow what was going on. If I have them in that packet, the meeting, you know, the week before the meeting, it helps me formulate some questions to ask about the travels and what you guys talked about. I mean, if you just freewheel it off your notes, I guess you can do that. But
I can give you a copy of my notes if you'd like them.
Because that would be great.
Yeah, I could do it. I'll print those out for you.
The other question I have, one of the other questions I have is, Mr. Mayor, is can you tell me how much it's going to cost the borough to give the city employees a half day off on Christmas Eve?
I asked for that figure, and Debbie, do you recall what the number was?
Approximately $10,000, I guess.
Oh.
And so the last question I have, or maybe it's not the last, but so maybe from the Economic Development Director, can somebody tell me what the mission of the Economic Development Council is?
I think if anybody wants to know, they could actually read the bylaws. I mean, I just read the bylaws.
Just looking for an answer at a public meeting.
Do you want an answer? I can answer if you want.
Liz, do you have an answer for that?
Actually do, yeah. It's to encourage moderate growth and to still maintain the lifestyle that we have enjoyed here in Petersburg. We actually have a mission statement. That's it, not verbatim, but that's it in a nutshell.
So, Mr. Mayor, I just want to make sure that you're willing to do that as part of the Economic Development Council.
I am.
You haven't been part of this council for ever, and now all of a sudden you show great interest on it, and I want to make sure that, you know, while you have the right to be that designee, I want to make sure that you are promoting economic development for the borough of Petersburg.
And if you're referring to the discussion today about the letter that I drafted, if that part of it that I'm not proposing economic development, I am, but I've had many municipal, community members come up to me and express concern about that one topic we have so many letters on. The intent of that letter, and I will just clarify it later what my intent was, it wasn't to stop tourism. It was to have a plan in place before ships started booking trips to Petersburg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. But we heard nobody today talk about discouraging tourism in Petersburg. I have one letter in here from one person who, and we can talk about later, but, you know, you might be hearing lots of, or a few people talking about discouraging economic development in Petersburg, but I think it's important to remember that if you're going to sit on the Economic Development Council, that you need to be a proponent of economic development in Petersburg. And if you're not, you're not the person to sit on that council.
I think we'll end this discussion here, Member Mucci. I will do my best. And if you want to change the bylaws for PEDC so the mayor can't appoint himself or be that representative, feel free to do so.
You certainly can. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other questions on the mayor's report? Okay, that brings us to the manager's report, unless someone needs a short break.
Back to the manager's report.
Sounds good. Okay. Steve.
Yes, sir. Breakfast with Santa is December 15th at 9 a.m. Please join everyone at Parks and Rec for the fun of watching Santa fly in to greet everyone and take pictures. There will be breakfast pizzas donated by Papa Bears and multiple fun games and crafts tables. Parks and Rec is seeking volunteers to be Santa's elves. If you're interested, please contact Kaylee Thorson at kthorson@petersburgak.gov. Thanks to lots and lots of people. The Christmas tree lighting and downtown decorations are absolutely spectacular. Huge thank yous to Matt Briner and his group of volunteers for putting up the lights, Carl and Power and Light, Chris and Public Works for finding and planting the tree, and Mara from the Chamber of Commerce all did an amazing job pulling everything together. So thanks to everyone. The next Friends of Parks and Recreation meeting will be held on Wednesday, December 12th at 5 p.m. in the director's office upstairs. If anyone is interested in joining that group, you are invited. They're currently compiling a list of projects to focus on for the upcoming year, which will drive the direction they apply for grants and ultimately drive the direction that Parks and Rec goes in the future. Harbor staff continues to work with the Corps of Engineers on drafting the South Harbor dredging feasibility study. They're working to supply the team, the Corps team, with an overview of each vessel in our harbor for the economic portion of the study. Also, the second of four in-water surveys was conducted on November 16th through the 19th. The survey team expanded the test sites to include a larger area in Frederick Sound and are working closely with EPA staff, local fish and game managers, and NOAA staff. Again, thank you to Charlie Christensen and his crew for providing an excellent platform for this important work. The reason EPA is involved is kind of an odd thing. Frederick Sound is under EPA jurisdiction as different than Thomas Bay, which is under state. So Corps of Engineers could have used Thomas Bay to drop the dredge spoils without having to talk to EPA. But the minute it goes into Frederick Sound, EPA has jurisdiction, so we have to go through their set of regulations. So got a little bit more complicated, but the Corps is working with the harbor staff to work through that process. On Tuesday, the 27th of November, Harbor and Piston and Rudder completed the large crane servicing. Lots of this stuff fixed and replaced. Just our thanks to Jason at Piston and Rudder for doing an outstanding job talking to North Pacific Crane and other suppliers to obtain the seal kits, etc., for an aging piece of equipment. We also thank Piston and Rudder for prioritizing this service project and completing it ahead of schedule. Harbor staff has worked with the local police department for impounding a couple of small vessels for non-payment and condition issues this month. Just a big thank you for both the harbor staff as well as the police department for their help. We hosted the Salmon Task Force meetings this past week, bringing in several transient vessels and attendees. Nice shot for the local economy. The borough's contract assessors are in town between the dates of November 27th and December 11th. If anyone from the public would like to meet with them, please call Shannon at 772-5409. Water staff, we recently procured services from the Alaska Rural Water Association to perform a periodic sanitary survey of the water treatment plant and distribution system. It's a two-day detailed inspection and interview process that is mandated by state statute. It's required to verify that all of our processes and equipment are protective of the public health. The inspection went well with no initial issues to report. The final written report will be received later this winter. They also were visiting Petersburg to perform an annual inspection on backflow prevention preventers on our system. Annual checks are mandatory to ensure public safety. We have to go through that process. Following the outstanding pole replacement in the Muskeg by the line crew at the end of the overhead line, D&D Tree Service moved into the area surrounding the pole damage site and is working to take out numerous danger trees before they come down on the lines in the next windstorm. So thanks to them. Diane Kaplan, the CEO of the Rasmussen Foundation, has contributed an $8,000 CEO discretionary grant to our library's Arts Education Endowment. This comes after John McCabe, founder of the endowment, invited the foundation to make a contribution matching the contribution he made earlier this year. Interest earnings from this endowment support arts education programming at the library. The library did receive a 4-star ranking this year in the Library Journal's annual ranking index. The Library Journal index rates U.S. public libraries based on selected per capita output measures, checkouts, library visits, program attendance, and public computer use. This is the 6th year since 2009 we've achieved a star ranking. Again, another thanks to Matt Briner for lighting the library up again this year. We do appreciate, and would be very difficult to get it done without his help and the volunteers. The Decolonizing Alaska Art Exhibit ended on November 30th. The library is seeking feedback from people who visited the exhibition at HD. No, talk to the library. They'll give you the exact. The library board is currently reviewing the library's meeting room use policy. The borough is also considering revisiting our own policies regarding the use of other meeting rooms like the fire hall, assembly chambers, police training room, and the borough conference room. We've just got to make sure in today's world, are we covering costs, particularly for janitorial, when we have big groups here, if we have to bring in extra staff or extra work. So we're going to take a look at it. No necessarily any changes, but we are going to take another look. The late start of winter has allowed us to get some more road maintenance done, ditching, brushing, grading, and pothole repair by Public Works. We are starting to see some freezing conditions. As is customary, Public Works is offering a limited amount of traction sand for borough residents to use on their walks and driveways. Up to 10 buckets of sand per residence may be obtained at no cost from Public Works during regular business hours. Anyone wanting to obtain sand through this program should bring their own shovel and buckets and check in with the front desk before loading any sand. As in recent years, Petersburg Indian Association will be providing snow removal assistance to the borough by plowing some borough sidewalks. The streets crew met with PIA personnel to go over the snow removal routes. Just a big thank you to PIA for once again offering this valuable assistance to the borough. And we did think it's happening early this week. The installation of the new wire tie unit at the Baylor did show up. Once this is done, we should be able to reduce the backlog of recyclables on the Baylor floor, and we'll start baling again. That unit is transferable to, or one of the conversations will be, can be used on any new baler that may be purchased down the road. So it's not money wasted. And that's it, unless there's questions.
Any questions of the manager? Member Mucci?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Steve, or Mr. Mayor, through the to the manager. So is the person doing the assessors, does he have ID on his car and stuff? So is he, how does that all work if you see some stranger at the bottom of your driveway?
Sure.
Looking around?
They do have ID. They drive actually in a borough vehicle. It's got the borough insignias on the side of the car. We can verify that with anybody that needs to. But they drive. We provide one of our old reserve vehicles. It's a Chevy Blazer. that we keep in reserve and for visitors, and they drive it, and it's got the borough emblem right on the side of it.
Sure.
Mr. Mitri.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to thank, you know, like Steve said, thank John McCabe. He gave a very generous donation to the library. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable. A lot of us who knew John, we refereed with him for a long period of time on the basketball court, and I'm trying to figure out if it's the same guy. But he was quite the artist, and he's donated a ton of money to the library.
Yeah.
And it's very appreciated. It's just, it's a nice gesture. And the last question I had is PIA responsible or helping the city with the bike path and the walkway out the road?
Carl, I'm going to try to speak to this, or Chris, if I, you're going to need to correct me, I'm pretty sure. The bike path is not the borough's responsibility. That is DOT.
Yep.
There has been back and forth for some time about trying to get PIA's help because they have a piece of equipment that actually would work really well on that bike path.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, last time I heard about this is where the two gentlemen in the back can maybe update it, which is the DOT had a real problem about using PIA services because of just being the state. So, gentlemen, can you fill in the blanks?
That's about as much as I know right now.
Let's we're not going to banter back and forth here. This has been an issue before. Remember, we've talked about this when the bike path was brand new and they did it for a while and the state had an issue with it and they wouldn't give them permission to plow it. So I guess we could... What would your suggestion be? Write a letter to the state to see if PIA can...
DOT, yeah.
Maybe it'll be different with the new administration.
Maybe.
Is that what you're after?
I mean, I don't
know. It would be nice to have it plowed.
Yeah. Carl, I know, asked many times, various administrators at PIA asked to try to help, and they were willing to do this. Just absolutely could not get it done with the state. And not being involved in those phone calls, I'm not sure I could tell you why, other than...
Sure.
Did that answer your question, Member Mucci, about the bike path?
Or not really, but that's okay.
Maybe if we could send a letter to DOT and ask them if PIA could have permission, because it's not good to have people walking on the road on the highway. Hopefully we don't get any snow, but we might. So anyway, with the manager's report being done, is there any other questions?
Just a
Member Norheim?
Was that... I took some time and went and saw the Decolonizing Alaska thing in the library, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, next time there's one, maybe swing by, check it out. Okay. For everybody listening.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
If there's no other questions of the manager, we're going to take a five-minute break. Hopefully we could all reconvene in 5 minutes. So at 1:30, we'll reconvene.